from Ag Central, from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Well, two bills introduced in Congress seek to make changes to livestock programs, specifically changing the way help to ranchers is administered during a disaster. Now, the legislation includes four bills to make changes to the Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency's Livestock Indemnity Program and Emergency Conservation Program. Republican Senator Jerry Morin of Kansas introduced the legislation in the Senate, while Republican House Member Roger Marshall, also of Kansas, introduced the legislation in the House.
We've introduced four bills, in part because we think that some of the provisions may be more easily passed than others. Two of the provisions deal with payment limitations, which is a difficult issue in Washington, D.C., and usually pits those of us from ag country versus those from places they don't consider ag country. And sometimes even among ourselves, we can't agree on what payment limitations should be. And what I would say is that I think that we ought to be able to have a conversation about whether payment limits ought to be different in the case of a disaster than they are in the case of just ongoing farm bill payments to a producer.
Well, that's Jerry Morin of Kansas. He introduced the legislation in the Senate. Now, the other two bills address how the program is administered, including for fencing repairs and selling livestock.
The fencing usually is reimbursed at a rate of about 75%, but it requires that you present a paid bill and then seek reimbursement from the USDA. A better solution would be to present the cost of replacing the fence and have the money provided up front. And then on the livestock indemnity program, cattlemen who sold their cattle that were harmed, damaged by the fires, didn't get full price, market price for the cattle because of the damage, and they're not eligible for a livestock indemnity payment. Whereas if you euthanize your cattle, you are. And we're trying to make certain that the gap between what you would sell your cattle for at a lower price and what the fair market value is recognized and compensated.
Well, the two lawmakers say the bills were crafted and introduced based on feedback following Southwest Kansas wildfires earlier this year, the Anderson Creek fire, and many other recent natural disasters. Well, we're going to take a break here. Now, when we come back, we're actually going to talk about what you need to pay attention to if you're a livestock holder. Which livestock would you rather carry? Now, we're talking cattle. We'll talk about that right after this.